Growing up, you and your buddies were always on the same page. Thursday was pickup basketball night. Saturday was an Xbox gaming binge, but then the buddies started falling off one by one. So what if they all have that ring on their finger and you're the only single bachelor left? You've got your own bling. And this one doesn't come with any commitment, just a few really good moments of chill bliss. Why the Sheetz not go for the gold? For a limited time at Sheetz, get your hands on a $3.99 milkshake like the Toffreeze. Made with Hershey's Heath Bars. Unwind with golden ribbons of buttery caramel and a heaping scoop of whipped cream. And don't forget, you can save $1 when you order on the app. At Sheetz, there are endless options when it comes to delicious drinks. Coffeehouse-style cold brews, hot coffees, lattes, shakes, refreshers, and so much more. Everything is customizable, so you always get exactly what you want. And when we say always, we mean 24/7, 365.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we're back. The phone lines are open at 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Now, we're going to play a clip, and we're going to play about 7 minutes of a clip, and then we're going to take about 3 minutes and give you folks out there time to call in that 3 minutes. And we're going to do some commentary. Then we're going to go back to the clip again and play another 7 minutes of it, okay? And we're going to repeat that, giving you time to call in as we do commentary on this clip. And so go ahead and light her up.
All right, so Mitchell, you've done a fantastic job being on the front lines of exposing what's happening in China, especially with the organ harvesting, which we're going to definitely be getting into that today. And I had you on my show a little over a year ago, and you had brought with you a guest, Dr. Enver Toti, who was an actual surgeon in China that was forced to harvest the organs from live prisoners, and he defected and left and is now living in the UK, which was an incredible episode. But, and as I mentioned in the intro, just when I can't think it doesn't get any worse with the CCP, it does. So tell me about these new revelations that you've brought out that basically, that if I understand correctly, that the CCP is not only financing, like putting huge money into Planned Parenthood, but is also buying these aborted fetal cells and these aborted fetuses to use in their bioweapons research. And even though China has, you know, everyone knows that China has an incredible amount of abortions, right? They have no shortage of aborted fetuses to use in China. But the key with this is that these are American tissue. These are the tissue of people here. So if they're developing bioweapons, they need to have our DNA to work with. So can you just elaborate on what's happening with this? It almost sounds too crazy to be real.
It is. We're living in some crazy times. And I think the motto of your show and foundation of what you do is the same as what we do and I do, is that to fail to support what is good and to fail to expose what is evil is truly unacceptable. We have to take a stand. You know, the great doctor, the great Jewish doctor who just passed away, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, he said that this is the hill that we need to stand and maybe die on. And it's very important to share truth, because that brings credibility and evidence beyond a reasonable doubt. And for the last 22 to 23 years, Seth, I've sat in tribunals, I've sat in testimony in London. I have been involved in assassination attempts. I've sat down with the FBI, certain members of the CIA, and certain other places and people, because my life has been on the line and my life has been targeted because of exposing this vile reign of specter, which is the Chinese Communist Party, which has everything to do with not only the Chinese person, but the American individual and the global citizen who are watching and tuning into our broadcasts. So coming back to Planned Parenthood, you know, I've been on the front lines exposing the forced live organ harvesting of innocent Falun Gong practitioners and others who have been slaughtered for their organs. And Dr. Enver Toti, who you just mentioned, joined me in London, because he lives in London. He is a surgeon turned bus driver who was forced to do an organ harvesting of a prisoner of conscience. I believe it was a Uyghur Muslim at the time, by the CCP, and lived to tell about it. And so a recent investigative report by the Center for Medical Progress, that was David DeLeiden, who did an extraordinary courageous job of going undercover with his videotaping of interviews, very similar to Project Veritas with James O'Keefe, getting all these executives and the presidents and these medical directors on tape discussing body, harvesting body baby parts and profiting massively off them. So in 2006, and I've just dug deeply into this, a recent investigative report, and this came out in 2006, by the way, by the Center for Medical Progress, revealing that there is sufficient evidence to show that Planned Parenthood provides the Chinese Communist Party with a large amount of DNA, tissue, and organs from aborted babies. And the evidence supports that the Chinese would use the material to develop biological weapons. So it goes even further. When in 2016, Li Bin, who is the director of the Chinese Communist Party's National Health and Family Planning Commission, HFPC, he announced that it would contribute, the CCP would contribute $528 million to Planned Parenthood. You can't make it up. You can't make this stuff up.
That right there, that's just, it's so suspicious. Like, look, even if you're someone who's, you know, much more liberal leaning and you're upset with the recent Roe v. Wade decision, the fact that a Chinese official in a Chinese organization, CCP, is donating $500 million to Planned Parenthood in America, that's got to raise red flags.
Absolutely. And in around 2015, particularly in, around September 2015, Li Bin, who heads the Chinese National, the CCP's National Health and Family Planning Commission, said that the CCP will contribute $528 million to Planned Parenthood for the 2016 fiscal year in exchange for the continued donation of tissue samples, which the Chinese Communist Party will apply towards stem cell research and bioweapon warfare, we've come to understand and come to realize, especially with the reports from Dr. Li Mingyan, the courageous whistleblower that exposed the CCP's bioweapon war program and COVID, which we'll get into later, with the help of Anthony Fauci and Peter Daszak and Ralph Baric at Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and Charles Lieber from Harvard. But this is what he says, and I think this is very interesting, that in 2015, this is his own words. So this is, I'm not pulling this out as a conspiracy theory. This is actually conspiracy fact. According to the CCP's...
All right, we're going to stop it right there for now and give the phone number out. This gives you folks plenty of time to call 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Joe, old Tucker Carlson was kind of on top of it tonight, was he not? Did he not verify everything that we've been telling people?
He certainly did, and he set it up. I've got a couple of quickies here. Diverse adverse consequences. This is from the Journal of Food and Chemical Technology. We identify potential profound disturbances in regulatory control of protein synthesis and cancer surveillance. These disturbances potentially have a causal link to neurodegenerative disease, myocarditis, and goes on. And what I had to do is try and take some pictures of things off the TV, email them, but it's talking about impaired DNA damage response, liver disease, impaired immunity, just almost everything we talked about. They just kept talking about these things, and it came out in a couple of the biggest medical journals in the country. They are finally showing some of the truth. And a study shows that immune function in vaccinated individuals 8 months after the administration of two doses was lower than that among unvaccinated. So a lot of the stuff, I couldn't get all of it in time for the show, but a lot of the stuff that we've been telling people for a year is now coming out. and some of the big medical journals are putting it out, which is unusual, but thank you, God. I give him the praise because they've been hiding the truth for a long, long time.
Absolutely, and we're going to be coming back up. We're going to go back to the clip, and we're going to play another 7 minutes of that, and then again give you folks time to call in at 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Be right back.
Head of China's of the CCP's National Health and Family Planning Commission, China, which is the CCP. Remember, China, the Chinese people have no power. They have been tyrannically controlled and they have been victimized under the CCP. Let's just get that straight, because it's not China and the Chinese people have become victims. They are not to blame for this. It's the CCP. So he continued to say that the CCP is committed to working towards a better future. What kind of better future? Not just for the Chinese people, but for all people around the world. It's for this reason we have entered into a partnership with Planned Parenthood. It's not the CCP or China's intention to meddle in America's political affairs. Oh, really? We don't even have to get into the rigged systems and the infiltration, which we can get into that as well. But nonetheless, a woman's right to medical treatment should not be jeopardized by the ever-changing political climate. So in accordance with agreement, Planned Parenthood said, Planned Parenthood would ship fetal tissue samples to several Chinese biomedical research and testing facilities on a monthly basis. And the Chinese scientists would then use the fetal tissue for a variety of medical-related experiments, including stem cell research and cloning, and what we've come to understand is also biological weapons research as well. And China is committed to the advancement of human life through medical research. Now, that's kind of interesting that they would actually say that they are determined to help the world when, even from the year of 1979, in the name of population control, from the CCP's own official estimates and reports, the one-child policy has prevented 400 million births, according to its official reports. And in other words, these fetuses were killed before they could see the world. And women pregnant with a second child were forcibly sent to the abortion camps by local CCP officials, regardless of how soon the babies will be born. This is the one-child policy, which was blueprinted by Margaret Sanger at the same time. And Margaret Sanger, who founded Planned Parenthood, used it to exterminate. She was a huge eugenicist. It's from our own words and in her own writings, to exterminate the Negro problem or population. And since 1979, 50 million melanated people, black people, have been systematically exterminated, and we believe that these organs, particularly for melanated bodies, have been, or black babies, because their bodies are so robust, and the melanin is what's very important, an incredible essential essence from a black baby to be used in biological race-directed weapons. And
Mitchell, is that, because I've along with you studied this extensively, and we know that right now there's a lot more information coming out about China's surveillance state, their social credit system, etc. And I had even read reports that their surveillance is so tight and their control is so incredible within China. We know that, you know, they've got they're nearing a billion cameras, hundreds of millions of security cameras, facial recognition, etc. But, you know, back when they still had their one child policy or the two child policy that was more strict, that they were even able to use their surveillance to monitor whether women became pregnant, because they were able to track, you know, say a woman is consistently buying, feminine products, right? Well, obviously that stops when you're pregnant. So whether it was that or her shopping habits or her social media habits or even certain biometrical data, the CCP was actually able to track when somebody was pregnant. And if that person, they would know that if that person already had a child, especially a son, because that was the two-child policy allowed them, if they had a daughter, to still conceive a child to have a son, right? There were certain weird policies they had, but they would be able to track if that woman was going to violate their policy by having that child and what would happen. And I read so many stories about this, is that this woman would be walking down the street, going somewhere. Maybe she's 7 months pregnant or 6 months pregnant. It's whatever it is. And she would get thrown into a side of a van and taken to an abortion center. And they would give her a forced abortion, regardless of what age of the fetus. And then what they would intentionally do to leave a lesson, to leave a scarring lesson, is that the CCP, they would take the aborted fetus that was done against her will, and they would put it in a bucket and leave it on her bed beside her and force her to sit with it. And it's like, this is the level of evil, right? This is the level, and again, as I mentioned in the intro, the level of evil that I've been seeing at the hands of the CCP is, it's something that you can't even imagine the kind, what it would take for a person to do this stuff. It's incredible.
100%. You couldn't have said it better. And to add to your point, the Epoch Times published an incredible publication. In my eyes, it's one of the most amazing documentaries that have ever existed on our planet, called The Communist Spectre is Ruling Our World. It was known as the Nine Commentaries on the Communist Spectre, which was published in 2004. But this documentary, Seth, and everybody who's watching, and wonderful that you tuned in, because it definitely relates to you as well, and we'll get into that as well, and we'll come full circle, that now the CCP, which many people didn't know about, five, even 10 or even 20, 15 years ago, when I started to ring alarm bells, as you probably did as well, Seth, you've been on the investigative trail about this for many years. Many people, when you would talk about the CCP, would think it was a national football, national NFL team or an NBA team. But now they're coming to realize that this is a reign of terror, a mass murdering regime that has killed more life than two world wars combined. This is not conjectural hyperbole, folks. Over 100 million people, decimated over 5,000 years of Chinese culture, has killed over 400 million babies under their one-child policy, and as you've just shared with us, the devilish acts and just the inhumane practices of the fetuses just left by the bedsides. Yes, you're 100% right. And this is all documented, by the way. And not to mention the harvesting of live organs of innocent citizens, particularly Falun Gong practitioners, which became the largest spiritual movement in China. I've dedicated about 22 years of my life monitoring, voicing support, and exposing this diabolical genocide, a new form of evil. And that's where Dr. Enver Torti, the late great David Kilgore and David Mattis, the first esquires of Canada.
All right, we're gonna stop it right there and give you 3 minutes to give us a call at 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Joe and Pastor Z, China owns Joe Biden. China owns him. It owns him. He's bought and paid for. And he's been selling us out to China for a long time. Not just him. Pardon?
Sports teams, rich billionaires. China owns so many people in this country. They have sold out our country, our system, our God for money, for filthy lucre's sake. You and I have talked about, I put on back in the 90s, open public hearings here in Missouri on the real scandal. Bill Clinton was a China scandal, selling out to China, giving them technology. He taught them how to launch weather satellites, which was how to launch nuclear warheads. He sold 100 gray supercomputers to China during his tenure. The same year, we graduated 110 scientists with PhDs, Chinese scientists in artificial intelligence. And these computers we gave them, they did not clean the hard drives. I mean, we've been telling
people
for 30 years the dangers of China.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Go ahead. Anonymous in Colorado pledges 100. Karen in Illinois pledges 30. Chris in San Marcos, California pledges 74. All right. I watched a film of a Chinese professor, one of the, their best known professors. He's a political teacher, and he was talking, and they were to this huge crowd of Chinese students, and he was saying that how we own America, we own the people in the highest offices in the land are on our payroll. He was telling them, and they were applauding.
With you.
Pardon?
Yep,
I saw that too. You weren't the only one. It was out, but you noticed it was shown once and never shown again.
Yeah, they of course you would expect them to take it down right away. But you're right; they own it. They own the NBA. I won't watch a basketball game anymore. Won't watch one. I just I'm better than that to even watch one because of that, because they own the NBA. I wanted to make a quick announcements here too, while we're here. The Right to Life Action Coalition is asking you out there, folks, to boycott Kroger and to boycott Giant Eagle grocery stores. These organizations have come right out, flat out, and said that they will provide up to $4,000 to their female employees to kill their babies. Now, wouldn't it be better? Now, if they were to say, look, you know what we'll do? You women that are pregnant and out of wedlock and can't afford to have, we will help you up to $4,000 to save a life, to do a good thing. And, you know, wouldn't that be the better option? But no, they're doing it. They're saying, look, if you kill a kid, just like that Janet Yellen, the head of the Treasury, when she said abortion is good for the economy. If you're pregnant, kill it and go to work. This is evil to the core, is it not?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, God is going to judge the United States and the world for turning a blind eye and promoting all of this. It's absurd, absolutely absurd. And, you know, everything that's going on right now, the clock is ticking. We all expect Jesus to return. And I know people have been saying that for a long time, but it's getting closer and closer and closer.
Imminent. It's imminent. Yep, go ahead.
How much more perverse can our world get when they are letting transgenders teach our kids, tell story time, do what they do? They light up the White House in the rainbow colors, and we know that wasn't about Noah's Ark, okay? And, you know, the sign that God put in the sky, as far as the reason that they did it, was blasphemy, absolute blasphemy. And it continues on to this day. And, you know, I'm one of the most politically incorrect pastors on the planet. I speak out against Mr. Biden, and I speak out against everything that is coming down the pike, folks. And we better wake up.
That's what you're supposed to do, Joe. Or
hello,
Fred. Yes, that's exactly what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, and you know, I've been defying the governor since day one. When he said that we had to shut down our church, as soon as he said the churches were not essential, I said we're starting church back up again. Okay, and you know, it's just been absolutely crazy that they want to just control everybody. They want everybody to be quiet and just follow along as they take us, the Pied Piper takes us over the cliff. And if the church doesn't stand up, then the church is going to, you know, I mean, God is going to separate the goats from the sheep.
Be you a doer of the word, not a hearer only, deceiving your own selves. Faith without works is dead, being alone. Hang tight. We're going to play a clip and we'll be back and we got some commentary on that right after this.
Canada, who confirmed these allegations of forced organ harvesting on demand. So it's not surprising that the CCP would extend this atrocity of organ harvesting into America with Planned Parenthood colluding and other places around the world. The World Health Organization, they were just voted in the CCP as the executive director to the World Health Organization. According to the Federalist, the And Peter Navarro, who was the former assistant to the U.S. President Trump, that the CCP has a broad strategy to gain control over the 15 specialized agencies of the U.N. So they have infiltrated into the multinational corporations, they've infiltrated into the militaries, they've infiltrated into the U.N., the World Health Organization, they've infiltrated into bed with Planned Parenthood, the governments. I mean, look at Biden, everything that's come out with him, Trudeau, the draconian policies, even the COVID-19 vaccines. And we can go into that as well, if you'd like, with Dr. Naomi Wolf exposing, and we knew this was all along as well, with Dr. Jane Ruby, Dr. Michael Eden from Pfizer, former VP at Pfizer, AstraZeneca, have been colluding with the Chinese Communist Party. The vaccines at this point are even made, the Pfizer vaccines are made in Princeton and Boston by Fosun Pharmaceuticals, which is owned by the CCP. And this was just a revelation that was created, that was confirmed by Dr. Naomi Wolf on the Steve Bannon show, which I also went on as well. So yeah, the CCP has its tentacles in many of these governing bodies. And I'm not saying everybody is evil in these government agencies, because there's a lot of people who are trying to work against and expose the CCP for what it is, and the traitors who are colluding with the CCP. But yes, anybody who is aligned with the CCP, as particularly the global predators, as one of the fathers of psychiatry, Dr. Peter Breggin, coined it, that the predators in his book, the global COVID predatoring, what was his book? Excuse me. His book is, I have it with me. I had it with me, but he shared about the global predator aligned with the CCP, and we are the prey. This is from Peter Breggin, Dr. Peter Breggin, and he's been endorsed by John F. Kennedy Jr., who wrote about the book The Real Anthony Fauci, Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Robert Malone, and the great Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, and many others. And he specifically went on record saying that all the predators in this world are aligned with the Chinese Communist Party. And this directly correlates to the Epoch Times sharing about this, and other prolific YouTubers and investigative reporters like you and myself sharing and ringing the alarm bells. And I think more people are coming to wake up, Seth, about this atrocity.
You mentioned the CCP's infiltration of organizations, especially within the UN, et cetera. And, you know, right now, there's a lot of folks that are very focused on Klaus Schwab, his team, you know, Bill Gates, et cetera. So, you know, what kind of control does the CCP have over organizations like the World Economic Forum, WHO, for instance?
That's very interesting what you said there, because, again, Tedros, the Security General of the World Health Organization, he is a perfect puppet for the CCP, because his Ethiopian People's Revolutionary Democratic Front was already a patsy for the Chinese Communist Party. The CCP funded the construction of everything in his city that China built, basically, from the metro system to the highways and skyscrapers, as well as a $200 million headquarters of the African Union. And the One Belt, One Road initiative is simply the CCP's takeover of Africa to install rogue regimes like in Darfur, where the Darfur genocide was, and that's called the Janjaweed regime for 8% of the petroleum oil. You have Zimbabwe, the failed state of Zimbabwe with Mugabe. He was a CCP minion as well. The CCP
A lot of Africa. You see that, you know, they're heavily controlling Africa. And now, as we have these BRICS nations aligning, to kind of collapse the Western system and collapse the dollar, et cetera, South Africa is playing a big role, as are other African countries. And we know the CCP has been very aggressive with its Belt and Road Initiative in taking over Africa. What's the Belt and Road Initiative, for folks that don't really know much about it? It's the same methodology that the United States used as a tool of the deep state to take over a lot of countries around the world. They go in there working together with the World Monetary Fund, et cetera, the USAID, and they would do these massive infrastructure promises projects with all these promises of economic development, et cetera. And what it did is it it enslaved that country through debt to the U.S. system. And then, you know, the promises never came through. It came through. And then the country would have to then, as collateral, give up its oil, give up its infrastructure, its energy, et cetera. But what we have happening is that the CCP is doing that exact same thing all over the world. And if you look at, you know, you can find trade maps that show how much the world was trading with the USA as its largest trading partner, say, in the 80s versus now. And the CCP is dominating the world. Now, you're from South Africa. And, you know, so what did you see? What kind of influence did you see the CCP have in Africa? And your sources that are still there, what are they telling you about what's happening in Africa?
Which is very interesting, because I left South Africa in 1995, but I went back on a mission to Kenya. And when I was there raising money for the slum children in one of the largest slums, the second largest slum in Kenya, or in Africa, excuse me, it's called Kibera Slum, I saw how the politicians and the African politicians and delegations were giving their ports up to China. Let's be honest here. China has no political power. It's the CCP. You're giving away land. You're giving away your port systems. You're giving away basically everything to the CCP in exchange for money. So they'll sell the people out for money, as well as the precious metals. The One Belt, One Road initiative is also about stealing the natural minerals, the mineral resources, the gold, the silver, the copper, the jade. I mean, look
rare
at my
minerals.
Folks, we're back. The crazies, the devil's kin, the devil's children are at it again, trying to block our lines. So folks out there listening to us, would you pray that the good Lord would come against those that are trying to shut us down, trying to tie up our phone lines? If you would do that, just pray against these people out there that would try to shut us down. And pray that the Lord would bring whatever it takes to repentance, that he would bring those wicked people to repentance, you know, because God's not mocked lest they should burn, lest they should perish, okay? Now, the phone numbers are 888-281-1110. We've got less than 20 minutes, and boy, we have a whole lot of money. We're way behind, and so we really need all the help. If, I'm going to tell you, we may be forced to, at least for part of next week, have to go ahead with and make part of next week pledge week, too. Because we've got to raise the money, or we're not going to be on your station. We just won't be on your station. So we want to say thanks to Gail in Boston, pledges 100. Thank you, Gail in Boston.
And I want to remind everybody, you were talking about we've got a lot of new listeners. You've been on the radio almost, 49 years, and you have never taken a salary. And nobody that's been with you in this ministry in all that time has ever taken a salary. Okay. We all donate our own time, our own talent, our own treasure to keep this ministry going. So when you donate, your donations pay the bills. You're not enriching any of us in any way. And Scripture makes it quite clear that when you support a ministry, that any blessing of that ministry, you get to share in the blessings. And we have a prison ministry. Pastor, and he's been in the prison ministry for a long, long time, Right to Life ministry. We've got King's Word School of the Bible. There's a trucking ministry. Several of the pastors have been in hospice doing that kind of work. And any good thing that blesses the Lord, and when you support this radio ministry, you get to share in that blessing. You have God's word on it.
Joe, we still need to raise $4,136. $4,136. And I'm going to bring in Pastor Hal. Pastor Hal is on the line. Pastor Hal, you are in the air.
Radio Land, I just want to say in Proverbs 24:11, it says, "If thou forbear to deliver them that are drawn unto death and those that are ready to be slain, if thou sayest, behold, we knew it not. Does not he that pondereth the heart consider it?" In other words, you hear that the cry to help this country, that, you know, the people need to hear the gospel and get saved, and this country needs to repent and get right with God, and they need to be informed about what the devil's crowd, the Antichrist communists, are doing, and we need your help because we don't get supporters. We don't get, businesses that support us. We get conservatives and Christians that help us, and if you know that we need the help and you don't help us, what if God asks you someday, why didn't you help the gospel get out? Why didn't you help the warning to get out to God's people in this nation? You know, and what are you going to say to God? Oh, we didn't know it. You do know it. You do know it. Pastor Ernie's made it clear to you. So please, please, for the sake of this country, for the sake of the people needing to hear the gospel and getting saved, please send in whatever you can, $5, $10, $15, $20. Something is better than nothing, and that's all I wanted to say right now until prayer time, Pastor.
All right, you said it very well. Just hang in there. I've got an article right here I just want to hit on. It's not just the babies they're after, folks. You better wake up, what we've been trying to tell you. Joe Biden's Department of Justice under Attorney General Merrick Garland. These two are as corrupt gets. Merrick Garland, believe me, I don't think that there's a criminal that Merrick Garland could prosecute that's nearly as criminal and corrupt as Merrick Garland. This guy is corrupt as corrupt gets. Is building a reputation for strong-arming his critics, and those schemes are now generating a reaction, outrage from even those who are on the liberal side of politics. Law enforcement seems to be using arrest tactics on Trump supporters that are generally reserved for violent or fleeing suspects, charged Alan Dershowitz, a longtime liberal and a professor emeritus at Harvard Law. There you go, which we knew all along. And so, folks.
I've got a story.
We need the number, Pastor.
888-281-1110. 888-677-9673. Go ahead, Joe. Do it quick.
You've been talking about Biden and his administration, the Democratic Party, how they support pedophilia.
Boy, have I.
Well, here's a backup. Reagan Reese at the Daily Caller. Your tax dollars fund film festival depicting incest pedophilia. The State Department spent $10,000 on to fund an international LGBTQ film featuring incest pedophilia content, according to the Free Beacon. The festival was in Portugal, and it showed minors having sex with adults. And I'm trying to make this real short. And told the story of twins that were incestuous, and it featured a very young teenager exploring New York City's gay community and being involved in all kinds of things that I can't really talk about on the radio. So wow. Here you have it. They're using your tax dollars to promote films that show incest, that show pedophilia, and show young boys having sex with adults, and you paid for it.
Unbelievable.
Well, not with these evil people. I'm sure there's some other stuff we haven't found, and we'll find it.
Right.
There's more out there, I'm sorry to say.
Let me ask you this. How liable, how much will the mainstream media stand before God and answer before God? Is it going to work when they say, if we all say the same thing at the same time, people will believe us.
People will believe it.
Well, now they look in that camera and they look like look at us, look how you can trust us, and they betray the people every day. But now if they say, well, we're contracted, we're under contract, and so because we're under contract to stay to the narrative, in other words, the lie that they're told to tell, because we're under contract, we're getting paid to tell that lie, it's not really on us, but it's on NBC, it's on the big shots, it's on the corporate fellas.
My boss told me if I wanted to keep my job, I needed to tell the story this way. But God will hold you responsible. He's going to hold the bosses responsible. But if you're obedient to the devil, well, you picked the wrong party to be obedient to.
You picked the wrong team.
All right, Linda in California pledges 100. Thank you, Linda.
Amen.
All righty. And so we have approximately 10 minutes right now, 10 minutes left, and we still need to raise $4,000. We're 4,000 short of our goal, folks.
Hey, can I throw out a challenge? Can I throw out a challenge?
Oh, please do. Throw out a challenge,
okay.
Yes.
Bikers for Christ is going to donate $100. And I would like to challenge every born-again believer to step up to the plate. If you like what you hear, you want to hear this radio station, you want to hear this truth that you're not going to hear on CNN, you're not going to hear it on NBC, MSNBC, any of the others, then you need to step up in the game. Step up to the plate. So I am challenging any other born-again Christians or any other ministries to match our donation of $100.
All right, there you go. Bikers for Christ pledge $100.
Down.
There you go. So that leaves us. We're now at 2,936. We're $2,936 is what we need tonight.
Put down Trucking for Christ for $100 too.
Okay, Trucking for Christ.
Amen.
So take $100 off of that, and that gives us now, let me see, $2,836 is what we need for tonight.
This week, your whole church has pledged twice for $2,000.
No, we pledged three times this week.
Oh, three times this week.
Yeah, we did. We have for. For $1,000, we pledged three times $1,000 and challenged somebody to match that $1,000. We did get a couple people do that.
Right. And
well, I figured I started 100.
All those in the ministry, yeah. All those in the ministry, hell, you, I, we're all pledging. That's why I say we donate our time, our talent, and our treasure, folks. We're not here making money. We're not here to get rich or famous. We're here to do the Lord's work. And we are asking you to join us in this work and lay up some crowns and treasures in heaven.
All right, we have Beverly pledges 200, Barb in Cleveland pledges 200, and Curtis in Washington pledges 100. All right.
Yes, if we get another 20, 30 people doing that, we'll be all right.
Getting the ball rolling here, aren't we?
Yeah. Well, you guys, I'm going to give each one of you guys, you three pastors, the opportunity to raise your pledge up to 1,000. Go ahead. Look, everybody knows you pastors are loaded. I've watched Joel Osteen. You probably have two or three Learjets, right? I mean, I see Joel Osteen out there, and I see Kenneth
Copeland,
yeah. With
the thing that kills me is they keep going. They keep saying, "Well, I've got this, $50 million jet, but now I need $100 million jet. The $50 million one is not fast enough. But it's a few years old. We need to trade up." I'm like, "Good grief!"
Well, do you remember Reverend Ike? Do you remember Reverend Ike? You guys don't remember Reverend Ike.
Yeah, I remember.
Even before my day.
I'll see if I can refresh your memories here, because I'm going to do a Reverend Ike skit right here for the folks out there listening. So you ready?
Oh, boy. Hang on.
Get ready. Okay. I will live sumptuously. I will have a yacht and live in paradise. Not for me.
What?
Not for me, but for you. I'll do it for you. You can't live that. Most of you can't live sumptuously. And I'm going to do that not for me, but for you. You send that money here to me. You send that money here to me. and I will do it to you. Now, I'll take a call. Do it for me, Reverend. I'll send you my money. Do it for I can't do it. Do it for me. Okay. Now,
wow.
Yeah, he did it.
For real. That was a good imitation. I've heard him speak, and that is, you know, almost a quote from the way he operates. And people would send him money, and he'd be standing there with a couple of females. I won't call them ladies because they were dressed more like whores. And walking right around with the whores hanging on his arms. And
wow.
I can't sometimes believe the con artists, watched, what they get away with.
He did it for the people, movie, though, didn't he?
We watched the movie Leap of Faith last night with Steve Martin. You guys have seen that, I'm sure.
No, I never have.
I don't think I have.
You gotta watch Leap of Faith. Phenomenal movie, because he is scamming the people in the name of God, and then God actually shows up and really heals somebody. You got to see that movie.
Oh, wow. Okay, that
you got to see that movie. And then he quits being a holy rolling scam artist. And, yeah, it's phenomenal. Great movie. But anyway, there are so many teachers and preachers on television that are fleecing the flock, and it is pathetic. It's so sad that people will donate money to ministries that are abusing it and just using it for their own gain, and yet they're going to stand before God.
Well, here's the difference, okay? You know, we understand what the Word of God says, and the Bible says to place up your treasures in heaven. Joe Osteen will say, you need to live the good life now. If you need to live the good life now, what does that tell you when he's thinking about getting to heaven? No. T.D. Right. Jakes says, I want my stuff now. I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait.
Wow.
I want it now, okay?
Yep.
So you listen to these guys and Kenneth Copeland telling you that your daddy wants you, that you're a god, that dogs have puppies, little dogs, cats have kittens, little cats, and your daddy, God, has little gods, and you're a little god, and you should be living like a god. Now, see.
Speak it into existence.
Right. No.
Right.
See, my Bible tells me God made us to serve him, okay?
Hello.
Right. And so, they got it a little backwards. They believe that God is out there. In fact, Kenneth Copeland says that if you know what you're doing, you can take your Bible and force God to give you the material wishes of your life, okay?
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yep. Now, 888-281-1110. 888. Folks, we're running out of time. We only got about 4 minutes left. 888. 281-1110. If we can't we can't afford not to raise the money. If we don't raise it, then that means we're going to have to extend the pledge week. We don't have a choice.
Well, Mr. Ernie, who do we make the check out to?
WRWL, just WRWL.
Okay, can you give an address, please?
Yeah, the address is 147. 81 Sperry. That's 14781 Sperry. Sperry Road. That's Road. Newbury. That's NEWBURY. NEWBURY. Ohio. Ohio 44065. 44065. And let me see what we've got here.
They still write checks.
Yeah, folks, people still write checks out there. That's a great thing to do. All right, let me see. We are at, I will tell you in a minute where we're at here. I'm doing some ciphering. And so, once I get this ciphered out of here, let me see now.
While you're doing the ciphering, remember earlier we did that piece on China, headlines tonight. Tiananmen Square 2.0. China is deploying tanks to prevent people from withdrawing money from crisis-hit banks. I was watching a video clip of it, tanks going down the street, and they're there because the people were trying to break into the banks to get their money. They have not been able to withdraw money for months. And they were told that the Bank of China, that their savings of the depositors in the branch there, the Henan branch, are investment products and cannot be withdrawn.
Pastor, would you like me to present the gospel?
Okay, just a minute here. Okay, let me bring it down. Where do we have... I'm trying to take it down. It looks like we have Curtis in Washington pledges 100. Carla in Texas pledges 100. Sharon in Illinois pledges 100. Marlene in Michigan pledges 25. And Jody in Texas pledges 50. And Steve in Colorado, 25. And so, and with that, go ahead and, Hal, give that invitation.
Okay, there's a lot of people out there that if you died right now tonight, you'd go straight to hell. You'd be lost because you're dependent on your good works, your church membership, or something else to get you to heaven. But the Bible says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, what washes away our sins is the precious blood of Jesus Christ. That happens when you, by faith, go to Calvary and repent of your sin, which means tell God that you're sorry about the fact that you're a sinner, and that you want to receive the payment he paid in your place on that cross. Salvation is a free gift. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourself. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. I don't care if you're the best Catholic, Protestant, Jewish person that ever lived. Your good works aren't going to wash away one sin, and you've got to have your sins washed away to get into heaven. You can be a member of every church in town and die and go to hell with all your membership cards. You can get baptized so often all the tadpoles in the creek know your social security number and die and go to hell. You've got to go to Jesus and say, God, you know I'm a dirty, rotten, lousy, stinking sinner on my road to hell, and I don't want to go to hell. I believe you died on the cross for me. You see, God loves you, but he hates your sins. God wants you to come to heaven, but he says your sins cannot come with you, and he allowed Jesus to pay your payment on that cross in full, and when he died, he said, it is finished. Now, whether you go to heaven or hell depends on what you do with that finished payment that Jesus paid in your place on that cross. And the way to receive it is Romans 10:13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you believe Jesus died on the cross and shed his Savior's soul, and you call upon him, which means pray and sincerely ask him to come into your heart as your Savior right now, being sorry about the fact you're a sinner, he'll do it. And my suggestion is, let's say a simple prayer together. I'll even lead you a few words at a time if you'd like. But even though we're praying together, it's directly between you and God. So let's pray. We don't have much time, and Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart right now. Oh, dear God, please forgive me, a sinner. I believe you died on the cross and shed your blood to save my soul, Lord Jesus. And I hear it now, ask you to come into my heart, forgive me of my sins, and save my soul. Give to me eternal life according to your promise right now. Give me eternal life and a home in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
Now,
if you just
prayed
prayer a minute, 1 John 5:13 says, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. And that meant more than an intellectual assent. That means that you received him as your Savior. Why? That you may know that you have eternal life. Not that you may think it, wish it, wonder about it, or hope for it, but that you may know. How do you know? Because God made you a promise, and he cannot lie. So praise the Lord. Go ahead, Beth.
All right, fellas. Thank you. We are out of time. We're going to be here for about another 5 minutes after we go off the air. I want to thank you for being with us, Pastor Fred Z. We're going to have you back.
Hey, can I say something really quick, Pastor?
10 seconds.
Okay. Real friends don't let friends go to hell. Tell somebody about Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Until tomorrow, good night. God bless. And always, always keep fighting the fight.
The fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Growing up, you and your buddies were always on the same page. Thursday was pickup basketball night. Saturday was an Xbox gaming binge, but then the buddies started falling off one by one. So what if they all have that ring on their finger and you're the only single bachelor left? You've got your own bling. And this one doesn't come with any commitment, just a few really good moments of chill bliss. Why the Sheetz not go for the gold? For a limited time at Sheetz, get your hands on a $3.99 milkshake like the Tafreeze. Made with Hershey's Heath Bars. Unwind with golden ribbons of buttery caramel and a heaping scoop of whipped cream. And don't forget, you can save $1 when you order on the app. At Sheetz, there are endless options when it comes to delicious drinks. Coffeehouse-style cold brews. Hot coffees, lattes, shakes, refreshers, and so much more. Everything is customizable, so you always get exactly what you want. And when we say always, we mean 24/7, 365.